Oh, so the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis says that Tovah Shnei Tefiros is going to be Chayav Praklima B'chol Kaima. So the Gemara answers, V'hu Shekashran. So we ask the Kasha, V'hu Shekashran, so L'chora, shouldn't you be Chayav for Kosher in addition to being Chayav for a Tofer? So we pointed out that the Ritva had three different answers, this Kasha. Answer number one of the Ritva is that the Kesher is only there to be Mekayim, the Tefira, as such you're going to be Potter for Kesher. Answer number two of the Ritva is that when we speak about Kesher in the context of Tefira, it's more of an Aniva rather than a Kesher. And answer number three of the Ritva is that we're talking about a Kesher she'eino shel tayama, and even though the Kesher is eino shel tayama, nonetheless you could still be chayiv mishum tayfer, because Tefira she'eino shel tayama is going to be chayiv. That's the way we understood within the Ritva yesterday. If you read the Rambam has to be plugged into one of these shitos. The Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Tes, HaTovah Shnei Tefiros is chayiv. V'husha kasha rashi hachut mikan umikan kedei shetamet hatfira v'lo tishamet. The Rambam writes that if you tie shtei tefiros chayiv, provide that you tie rashi hachut. Rashi hachut means both ends of the string. L'cha'ora, that's exactly the same as Rashi learned the Gemara, that the tzir is I'm tying both ends of the string. Abam tafer yeser al shtei tefiros al pishelo kashar chayiv shem miskayimus hatfira. If I have more than two tefiras, if I have a third tefira, then the tefira is going to be miskayim anyway. And because the tefira is going to be miskayim anyway, so therefore I am going to be chayiv. Ad kan divrei harambam. So the Rambam tells me that you're chayiv if you're tofish de tefiras, if you tie both ends. Now, which mahalach does the Rambam hold like? The Rambam l'cha'oira is not going with the mahalach that the seer in the Gemara is that you didn't do a real kesher, you didn't say you did an aniva, because if that's the case, then I should have said it. And l'cha'ora, the Rambam is not going with the mahalach that the knot that you tie is a kesher she'eino shokayama, because first of all, the Rambam then have to say that tefira she'eino shokayama is going to be chayiv, and the Rambam doesn't really explicate that. Moreover, the Rambam should tell me that we're talking about a kesher she'eino shokayama. It is possible that the Rambam holds like approach one of the Ritva, that I can't be chayiv for kosher because the kesher is only there to be mekayim the tefira, and that would mean that fundamentally the malacha of kosher and the malacha of and the malacha of tefira are really one and the same, and they're both malachos of chibur, right? Remember, the way we were explaining daya number one of the Ritva is that I have two malachas of chibur in Judaism, right? Which are very similar. There's kosher and tofer. They're very, very similar. Oreg was a little kasha, but oreg involves a totally different ma'isa, so oreg presumably is not what we're talking about. The two malachas of chibur, I can be chayiv for one or the other. You can't be chayiv for both. So pick your weapon. You want it to be kosher, it's kosher. You want it to be tefer, it's tefer. Pick your one, right? That's why we explain daya number one of the Ritva. The Rambam may hold like that daya number one of the Ritva, because the Rambam also may hold that you're not chayiv both for tefer and kosher because they are both malachas hachibur and you're only chayiv for one. What's my raya? That according to the Rambam, the malacha is chibur. So my raya is another Rambam. Or I should say the previous Rambam. Posel chavolin min hachutzin u min hachelef o mechute tzemer o mechute pishta. Right, that means if you make rope. Right, how do you make rope? Did anyone of you ever do this? Right, you twine rope, you twine little strings together to become a big string. For example, if you look at your tzitzis, no? I have many little strings in my tzitzis, and when I twine them all together, I get a right, bigger, thicker string. No, that's why it says on some of the tzitzis, when you buy them, that it's right, kafel shmona, no? That each of your eight strings of the tzitzis has eight little strings inside it. Zuck the Rambam, if I do that, I take little strings and I make them into a thicker string, if I am paiseo chavolim, so the Rambam says that is a tolda of kosher and yechayiv. Now, tolda of kosher, what the heck is you talking about, Maimonides? How's it a told of kosher? Right? Does this look anything like a knot? Tovdol ha'eira is that there's a dinyan in the result, no? What's the dinyan between making a rope and kosher? The teretz is that the Rambam holds it, no. Kosher is a malach of chibur. And when I'm posel chavolim, I'm also doing a form of chibur. So I have to figure out, right? When I combine different strings together, I'm mechaber those two strings to become a single string. Chibur, two ropes, is chayiv. So mali, if I'm mechaber them ayidei a knot, mali, if I'm mechaber them by twisting them together, when I create a chibur of two strings or more, I am going to be chayiv. That's the malacha of kosher. Zok the Rambam, that the malacha of kosher is even posel chavolim, indicating it's a malacha of chibur. If it's a malacha of chibur, so then we could say, like ritva number one, that you chayiv either for toifer or for kosher, but not for both. Avinoam? I don't want to say that completely, but it sounds very similar, yes. That there are two malachas which are really fundamentally the same type of malacha of chibur. That's the yesod that we're developing. Now, im kenim hadevarim, so l'cha'ira, if I tie a string onto itself, no? Let's say I have one string, right? Not like my tzitzis, which are kafel shmona. I have one string, and then I tie a little knot at the end of that one string. Am I chayiv according to the Rambam? L'chayre not, no? The nature of the malacha of kosher is not making a cheftza of a knot. Rather, the nature of the malacha of kosher is to do a chibur between different ropes. And mekevon shekein, I am not chayiv if I tie something onto itself. The source of this discussion is the Rambam at the end of Shin Yud Zayin Seif Aleph. I'll be with you in one second, Ari. The Rambam at the end of Shin Yud Zayin Seif Aleph tells me, "Im asa kesher b'roish echad shel chut o meshicha dino kishnei ksharim." The Rambam tells me that if I tie a knot at the end of a string, that's considered a double knot, and a double knot we treat like a ma'isa umen, etc. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, and therefore you chayiv. For the Rambam, it ain't true. Like, that makes sense if the nature of kosher is asiyas hakasher. The way we explained it in our youth, this might be a machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Tosis, right? Remember that? And l'cha'ora, the Rambam is assuming that the malacha of kosher is also meleches ha-chibur. However, im kenim hadavarim, we have a problem, and that problem comes from from that same discussion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Rabbeinu Tam. My tefillin. Is there a kesher in your tefillin? Of course, no? Kesher tefillin. We even say it in Anam Zemiros. Now, one second. Isn't the tefillin not tying something onto itself? Why would I be chayiv? If the nature of the malach of kesher is to be mechaber shnei devarim, v'hayu l'achodim biyodecha, that's what we're saying, that's what the raya we're bringing from the Rama posel chavolim, saying there should not be the din that a knot of tefillin can be chayiv, because the knot of tefillin is tying something onto itself. This is an Avnezer's kasha in Simin Kuf Pei, and l'chora hater gut gefrekt. L'chora the Avnezer is asking a very strong kasha. Ari, now I'm ready for you.
Why is making a thread not also a malacha of tovah?
Why is making?
Making a thread, making a string, not also a malacha of tovah.
So again, so we have to learn the malacha of tovah and figure out why is making a string not the malacha of tovah? That's a very good kasha. I had something about this in my youth, but I have to try to remember what I had. Don't know. I don't know offhand. That's a very...
The Yerushalmi, a Nun Aleph Amin Aleph, the Dafi HaYerushalmi, says that if I make rope, I'm Chayiv Mishum Toivin. Right? Hahein the Ovid Chavlin, Chayiv Mishum Tovin. So the Kasha is, how come the Rambam is assuming that it is Kosher, not Tovin? So the Arsameach has an answer. The Arsameach has an answer, and maybe we'll discuss this a different time. Right? The Arsameach's answer basically is that your chayiv, that the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli says if you braid your hair, your chayiv mishum bona. No? Bavli and Sadi Hei says if I braid hair, I'm chayiv mishum bona. We prove from a pasuk, Vayiven Hashem Elokim Asat Seila. Right? Now, Vayivan means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Midrashic terminology means HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, and the Gemara says that Yechai Mishum Bona. So the Kasha is, why does the Bavli not say that Yechayiv Mishum Toveh? How come you only Yechayiv Mishum Bona? So the Teretz is that the Bavli holds that that is not the Malacha of Toveh. Apparently, the malacha of tova is not when you put things, is not making rope, and that's what leads the Rambam in his direction, that you're chayiv mishum kosher, not mishum tova. So what is tova? Yes, I was just thinking about that, Kasha, as I was saying this. Have to look into it. We have to get there. Okay, we gotta move. So the Rambam's going to distinguish between making threads and making ropes. That's what I have in my notes from my youth. Now, if I make a thread, that's a stage in making a beged. And that's going to be chay mishum tova. But if I make ropes that don't involve making a beged at all, for the Rambam, that's a chiyuv of kosher, not tova. Okay, so Zayin, let's just go back, Rebbe Zayin. Right? So what we have is a Rambam. And the Rambam tells me that I'm chayiv if I tie a knot. I'm chayiv only mishum tofer. The kasha is, how come you chayiv only mishum tofer? Right, shouldn't you be chayiv mishum kosher also? So answer one that we have is that maybe for the Rambam the yisod of tova and, excuse me, you spun me. Maybe for the Rambam the yisod of a kosher and the yisod of tofer is one and the same, which is a malacha of chibur, is very similar to approach one in the ritva, and we have a raya from the Rambam of posel chavalim. I should point out, by the way, that based on this Rambam, Posel Chavalim, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in chapter 15, note 166, the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, do you guys know what baggy ties are? You know those, pieces of metal that you twist and holds a bag close together? Shmir Shabbos says you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. That's the malacha of Kosher. That's the malacha of Kosher. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Now, Yesh La'ayin, if this is correct. The Megillas Sefer on page Kuf Mem Gimel and the Tevas Moshe on page 80 and in the Orchos Shabbos page 341, note 51, they all disagree. And they have slightly different reasons for disagreeing. But the Tevas Moshe says that you can't be chayiv for kosher, because kosher is when my maisa, my knot, holds it together. Over here, when I have the baggy ties, it's just that the material of that particular metal material holds itself together, so that's why I'm chayiv, right? In other words, it's not that my knot is holding it together, my tying, kishala atzmo, would fall apart in a second. So that's not, right, kosher. The bag he ties is going to be potter, according to this approach, because right, the reason why posel chavolim, making ropes, is chayiv out kosher, is because my maisa, my twisting it into place, holds it together. But over here, it's not my thing that holds it together. My thing itself would evaporate. It's just that it is the certain type of material that holds its own. Now, I don't fully understand this svara, because l'chaira, the material wouldn't hold its own if not for my tie, right?
Or even why is kosher just by rope? I can do by metal.
So who said, can there be kosher by metal? Mehechatesi not. Although, right? So the Tevas Moshe svara is a little bit difficult. The what?
The same thing as a paperweight.
A paperweight just holds it down. Right, so here also, right, so it's still not pashut. In the Megillah Sefer, page 143, he has a different mahalach. Megillah Sefer says like this. In order to be chayiv mishum kosher, it's not enough that I do an action that holds things together. To be chayiv mishum kosher, I need a tsuras hakesher. V'horaya, aniva, is not chayiv, right? If I make a bow, that's not kosher. Even though the bow could last a long time, and it could stay together for a very long time, but it's not a shame kesher. It's not a tsuris hakesher. I'm not chayiv for an aniva. Posel chavolin is chayiv, because posel chavolin is also a shame, it has like a shame kesher somehow. That's what he tries to say. Don't understand why. But no one is going to say that just twisting this twisty tie has a shame kesher. Now, I don't fully understand it. But he then goes on to say,
you know, there is a discussion from Halakha. When we speak about aniva that's potter, what about if I have aniva agave kesher? Aniva agave kesher is basically the way I tie my shoes, no? When I tie my shoes, my kesher means, okay? Kesher means that you take the two ends and you put one over and under. That's a kesher. Now, kesher kishla atma falls apart. When I do an aniva, should I move some rest of the shomatol? But when I do aniva agave kesher, I make a bow, right? Like they teach you in nursery school, you make two little loops and you pull it through. And the aniva agave kesher, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch whether it is mutter or not to do an aniva agave kesher. That's in Se'if Hey. That the Rambam writes, im oiser kesher echad lamato, under the aniva, no hagibo heter. The Rambam says, we're makal on aniva agave kesher. But the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Chavtes, they all say that we're only making on aniva agave kesher, because it is a machlekes harishonim, we're only making on aniva agave kesher if it's not meant to last more than a day. If it will last more than a day, we are not making on aniva agave kesher. Now, yesh lach kar, what's the pshat that aniva agave kesher is going to be usher when it will last more than a day? This can be understood in multiple ways. We could say that the pshat over here is that so long as it is mekayim, as the kesher is going to be shel kayama, you're going to be chayim. So if I have anything else that keeps that kesher to make it mekayim, I'm going to be chayim for the kesher. Remember, the knot at the bottom, when I tie my shoes, that first pull is called a kesher. Narvos, that kesher is kesher she'ena shel kayama. When I have the aniva on top, that aniva might be mekayim that kesher underneath. Alternatively, you could say, you know what? One kesher itself is nothing. One aniva itself is nothing. When you have a kesher and an aniva together, an aniva agave kesher, in that situation they come together and it becomes a shame kesher. Can you hear the chiluk, Rabbi Osai? The question is my chiyuv only for that bottom level,
And the aniv on top is just what maintains the final level? Or do I assume that the chiyuv is a combined chiyuv of aniva agave kesher? Yeah. Yes! Says the Shmira Shabbos Kehochasa. Ready? Ready for this one, Rabotai? Shmira Shabbos writes in that same Aramakum, Paratesvoka Arakum Samach Vot, that if I take a baggy tie and I just do a single tie, I'm chayiv, possibly. You know why? Because the material is such that it stays together, and therefore, just like I'm chayiv for aniva agave kesher, just like I'm chayiv for the bottom kesher, because now that aniva, which itself should be a garnish, and it's garnished. Aniva on its own is like a nothing. But aniva agave kesher makes me chayiv for the bottom kesher. One could argue that with a baggy tie, even doing a single twist, I'm going to be chayiv.
Only for 24
hours. Only for 24 hours, and the chanami. Right, only for 24 hours. Okay, but you could be chayiv possibly. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Nemzon. Comes along our dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer. And the Megillah Sefer says, what are you talking about? The longness of kesher requires that it has a tzuras hakesher. It has a knot. It looks like a knot. If I have one twist, that's not a knot at all. So how can I be chayiv? The material holds it in place, right? But I can't be chayiv for that because there's no tzuras hakesher on it. So he's basically saying this. Both Ramosha Brown and the Tevis Moshe on page Pei and the Megillah Sefer, they both argue on this approach that you're going to be chayiv for the twisty ties. Right? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, I'm going to be chayiv for the twisty ties, even if I do it just one twist. I'm going to be chayiv. They both disagree. They both say, no, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv at all, because there's no tzuris hakesher. That is the approach number one. One could argue a slightly different mahalach why you should be futter on the baggy ties. And if you look in the Archos Shabbos, in the Birur Halacha in the back, Birur Halacha Simin Aleph Os Yudah. I'm not sure if I'm explaining this properly, but I'm going to do the best job I can. Rambam tells me that Posel Chavolim is a tolda of kosher. You know why it's a tolda? I'll tell you why it's a tolda. Because a tolda can be a tolda either because it's dome in the pu'ula, or it's because it's dome in the totza'a. Remember that, Rabbi Osai?
Mm-hmm.
Over here, Posel Chavolim is dome in the totza'a, because usually kosher holds things together, right? And even though it's not dome in the pu'ula, the Posel Chavolim creates a dimyon in the totza'a. It looks very similar. When Acharei Ketol Sakol, that big rope, looks very similar to how like a knot does. That's the argument, he says. But when I just take a twisty tie and I twist it one time, so mehichatesi, I'm going to be, there's no dimyon to the knot. It doesn't look at all like a knot. Right? If there's no dimyon in the pu'ula and there's no dimyon in the totsa'a, it's going to be potter. One could argue, I would say, that the reason why baggy ties is not going to be chayiv for kosher is because posel chavolim, this lechol apachos adimyon totza'a. It looks a little bit like a knot. No, if you look at a knot, you see like the ropes are, you know, tied together, one on top of the other. That's what a knot looks like. And posel chavolim also, it looks like a shtickle, like a knot. No, you wrap it up. Right, it looks a little. Right, is that posel chavolim? Doesn't it look a little bit like a knot? But they have just one tie and a twisty tie. Mechatesi, that looks like a knot ki huzeh. Doesn't look like a knot ki huzeh, so of course I'm not going to be chayiv. Oh. So this is Nekuda Rishona within the Rambam. So far, so good? Let's go on, a different approach than the Rambam, Rabosai. Remember, Rambam tells me that Toifer and then Nehusha Koshran is going to be chayiv. The kasha is, and by the way, this kasha is the kasha that the Ramah asks on the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah here. Perek Yud Halacha Tes. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Ramah writes Tema! How come Yechayev only Mishum Kosher? Lama lo kasav sheyechayev Mishtayim? Mishum Kosher or Mishum Tofer? In fact, the Ramach, you should be chayev for Kosher and Tofer. Comes on the Nishmas Adam, Nishmas Adam says, hello, what are you talking about? We're learning Rambam, Rabbi Osai, no? Rambam. For Rambam, what does it take to be chayev Mishum Kosher? This is the whole 15th parak of Shabbos. Eilu Ksharim. What does it take to be chayev Mishum Kosher? In Kosher, we have three different gradations. There's Kesher that Yechayev D'Oraisa, Kesher that's Osir Midrabbanan, and then Kesher that's Heter Gomor. What is the difference between gradations 1, 2, and 3? So there's a huge machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi Shita is, it's all totally in the amount of time that it's stuck together. If it's a Kesher for a very brief amount of time, Heter Gomor. A Kesher for a medium amount of time is Osir Midrabbanan. Kesher for a very long time is Osir Minatayra. How long is very long? How long is very short? So, like everything in Judaism, there's a machlok, yes? Now, some say very short, and these are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Zayin Seif Aleph. Some say very short means less than 24 hours. Some say very short means less than a week. Some say very short means less than 30 days, although that opinion seems to be rejected entirely. How long is very long to be chayiv? Some say anything more than a week. Others say anything more than 30 days, others say lo'olam, is going to be chayiv. And when you have something in between these shitos, that's going to be Osir Midrabbanan. Right? That's basically the sheet of Rashi. For Rashi, the Hagdah of Kesher Shel Kayom versus Einah Shel Kayom is all dependent on the amount of time that you have the knot for. However, I open up a Rambam, Parak Yud of Shabbos, and the Rambam tells me that in order to be Chayiv Min HaTayra for kosher, I need two components. I need a knot that's tied for a long time, correct, but also has to be a Kesher Shel Omen. No? It has to be an expert's knot. A knot that's tied by a novice, you're not going to be chayim in that Torah for the Rambam. And if I have one condition, not the other, if it's a ma'isa umen, but not shel kayyama, or shel kayyama, not ma'isa umen, then it's asa midrabban. If I have zero conditions, it's not kayyama, and it's not shel umen, then it's mutter. Right? The Rambam sheet is very different than Rashi. For Rashi, everything is totally in the amount of time. For the Rambam, we have these two conditions. Right? Umen and time. If you have both conditions, asur min ha-tayra. Neither condition, heter gomor. One, not the other, then it's asur midrabanan. Ad kan, divrei harambam. So comes along the nishmas adam in the malacha of tofer, and the nishmas adam says, wowza, that's the answer to all of Judaism, of the nishmas adam. You know why the Rambam says, stamazoi, if I tofer, and I tie a knot, you know how come I'm only chayiv mishum tofer? How come I'm not chayiv mishum kosher? I'll tell you why. Because it's not a ma'isa omen. The knot that you tie, what type of knot are you tying in this situation? But the rabbi is tying a little bit knot to keep the string in place, no? That the string doesn't keep on pulling out. So I tie one knot around itself. At the beginning, one knot around itself at the end. Do you have to be an omen to tie such a knot? Yeah, there ain't there. Anybody can tie that type of knot. That's not a big finish, that type of knot. You don't have to be an omen to tie it. Anyone can tie that knot. And therefore, if it's not a ma'isa omen, so therefore, it's only going to be drabbanan in the worst case scenario. Even if it's not mishum kayyama. And that's why you're only chayav mishum tofer, you're not chayav mishum kosher. Says the nishmas adam, mamish tosai mishach, it's beautiful. Nishmas adam says that for the Rambam, the reason why you're not chayav mishum kosher also, there's not a kesher omen. Right? We have two mahalchim within the Rambam, Marei Rabotai. Two approaches. How come the Rambam says you're only chayav mishum tofer? What's the terms of the Ramach's kasha? Answer one is that the Rambam holds like Ritva approach one. That tofer and kosher are both fundamentally malachas hachibur. And we tried to prove that from the Rambam of Posel Kabbalah. Approach two is that no, this is based on the Shitas HaRambam in general. That what you require to be chayav mishum kosher is what we call a malachas ha'umin. So far so good? Now, Nish'ela Tasha Eilai, my Rabbotai. Here comes the kasha. Am I allowed to make tzitzis on Shabbos?
To
tie my tzitzis. Let's say, right, no way, right, what malacha is it?
Kosher.
Kosher, right, obviously. Right, well, you're a reformed rabbi, I think you make tzitzis on Shabbos, but what are you doing? Right, what are you doing? It's kosher, no? Why is it kosher? Does it require any Maisa Umin?
You probably have both problems according to the Rambam. It certainly catches the Kayama even.
But is that a Maisa Umin? Remember, the Mishnah tells me that Maisa Umin is Kesha HaGamolin. Kesha HaSaponim. You know what Kesha HaSaponim is? Like during the summer, sometimes you like going on a boat ride with the kid. And the sailors have like this expertise in like when the boat gets to the dock, they know how to tie it up in mamish away and it goes around and around and like it keeps the whole boat attached. Right? This summer I remember trying to show my kids that's Kesha HaSaponim. They think I'm crazy. But that's what the Mishnah says. That's a Maisa Umin. This is not a Maisomen, to tie tzitzis. Right? They teach you how to tie tzitzis in elementary school, no? Usually your Rebbe ties the first knot, so your Yotze, the Kesher, Rishon is Deiraisa, right? Elementary school kids have the Rebbe tie the first knot, then they tie the subsequent knots to learn how to tie tzitzis, because Ketanim can do the subsequent knots. The first knot, which is Deiraisa, the Rebbe does. So, one second, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what's going on over here? Right? How can there be an Isser making tzitzis? And it's mavur in the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that machshirei mitzvahs doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about maybe you should be allowed to make tzitzis on Shabbos. You get an impression that, of course, you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. The Gemara is only clearing, according to Rabbi Eliezer, then the Gemara says, yeah, even Rabbi Eliezer is only talking about those mitzvahs where the mitzvah itself is Deicha Shabbos, then the Machshirin is Deicha. But at that stage in the Gemara, before they say that, within Rabbi Eliezer, it's clear that Machshirei, it's clear that tying tzitzis is a Vada Aser. It's also to tie tzitzis on Shabbos. Oh. So the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch here, let's go slowly. So there's a few approaches. One approach might be that the Rambam holds like we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Remember, the Rambam writes in Shin Yudzayin Se'if Aleph. We're not sure what's considered a Kesher Umin, no? Rambam holds you need a Maisa Umin. Rambam writes that Ein Anu Bekiyin Eza Mikra Kesher Shul Umin. So therefore, any double knot you should not tie. The Rambam quotes on the Shultei HaGibayrim. One could argue that this halacha by tzitzis is an often araya to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, how else do you learn that Gemara that you're not allowed to tie tzitzis on Shabbos? It's not a Maisa Omen. The Teretz is maybe the Shulta Gibayim is right. And this is a Maisa Omen. However, you get an impression that for the Rambam, Maisa Omen really requires like an expert. And the whole Shulta HaGibayim is like a chumrah. Entirely. Now that's what the Chazon Ish writes. The Chazon Ish thinks that the entire Shulta HaGibayim is Tamas HaYachumra. So how can we answer the Rambam? So some say a similar idea to what we saw in the Mordechai regarding Tefillin. We could say that maybe the bout that it's called a Kesher Le'ingin Tzitzis has it in Kesher Le'ingin Shabbos. Right? The same idea. It's almost like Migo, the Heaven Dolphin, the Indian Sukkah, the Dolphin, the Indian Shabbat. That's Machlokes Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbi Lutam. This will not work according to Orvi Shonim, like we explained. Maybe the Pshat is, that when the Gemara says that's also to tie Tzitzis on Shabbos, maybe the Isser is Al Tzom Locha Makir B'Pathish, not Al Tzom Locha B'Kosher. And in fact, the Minchas Chinuch, over here, in the Malacha of Kosher, when he talks about tying tzitzis on Shabbos, he says, well, maybe you chayav atzmakeh bepadish, not out kosher. However, the Arkos Shabbos, in a footnote right at the beginning of this discussion in the Arkos Shabbos by Kosher, the Arkos Shabbos says, maybe the pshat is hazoi. If you ever saw, I never saw this, he says, if you ever saw teimanit tzitzis, Teimanit tzitzis involve great expertise in the way they tie the knots, no? Not everyone can tie Teimanit tzitzis. It involves like really looping around and making something very beautiful. Perhaps the Rambam's tzitzis knots really were Maisa Umin. Perhaps. And that would mean, by the way, not only that, that would mean that our tzitzis are mamish puzzle. No? If the definition of a knot is this razzle-dazzle thing, and then the Arkos Shabbos, I think it's note 14. Yeah. In note 14, the Arkos Shabbos, he says, and you look in the Rambam in Hilchos tzitzis. The Rambam gives me rules about how to tie the knot in a very complicated sort of way. That's because the Rambam is talking about tzitzis have tchelas. And if the tzitzis have tchelas, you have to do it in a very complicated sort of way. But maybe, ken zayin, that in order to be chayiv, you need that entire razzle-dazzle fancy knot. So that's another mahalach that we could suggest within the Rambam. So the kids, what we did today, Chevra, is we went through the shita of the Rambam, right? How the Rambam understands the Kesher over here. And we have two approaches within the Rambam, that either the Rambam holds that Yechayev Mishom Chibur, right? Or we could say that according to the Rambam, Yechayev only when it's a Maisa Umen, and that's how you're going to be Pater. Okay, Chevra, we should go and daven Mincha. Thank you for listening.